I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Give up 119 yards.
Hey, you think we're getting that mojo back on those sacks?
Hey, but the person I want us to break this down, come on, Saquon.
Hey, man. Hey, let's keep building on this, bro. Keep building on this. There's so much more out there. Eagles on me. Eagles on three. 1, 2, 3.
Getting that mojo back, you?
Yes.
Is that what yesterday was?
Yes, I think so. You got to build on that. Two games in a row, man. It's starting to be a little bit of a trend. I don't care who you play against. I don't care who it is. They get paid on Monday, too. And you got to take advantage of these, man. Immediately after the game, I saw people on my top. I was like, yeah, but it's the Giants. I'm like, dog. I get it. It's not lost on me, but I can't remember any sack that I've gotten that I remember that what the record of the team was when I got it, you know, or any championship game that I played in, looking at any of the teams that we beat on the way to get there. Don't matter. That's the point. And if this team has found their rallying cry, if they've circled the wagons and this works in order to get them to Louisiana, so be it.
So I think last week is one of those, like, when you beat the Browns 20-16, I could sit here and say, come on, like, it's a 4-point win over the Browns. If you beat an NFL team by 25 points or more, you played well. You did a good job. Yesterday, I know the Giants stink. We all know the Giants aren't a good team. I think we already have knocked them out of the playoffs and are kissed the baby. They're not good. That was evident before yesterday. But the Browns aren't good either. They didn't do this to the Browns. A 25-point win is a 25-point win. Playoff teams win games over bad teams like this every week in the NFL. Yesterday was the first time I watched the Eagles, and I said, there's another level to them that I haven't seen in a year. 215-592-9494. For your reaction, who gets the most credit for the win? Is it Sirianni? Is it Saquon? The defense that hasn't, by the way, allowed a touchdown in back-to-back games now, that is pretty darn impressive. Where do you come down? We'll get to Romero Montez in a little bit. Jeff in Wilmington. Hey, Jeff.
What's going on, guys?
Good morning, Jeff.
That was a solid win all the way around. So not a very good team, but they did what they're supposed to do to not very good teams.
If they bad, beat them because they're bad. Yeah, definitely.
Yep. I'm more impressed with, honestly, Saquon and the offensive line for, you know, giving him the room to run and then him just taking it to them, like just totally just running over people left and right. Jalen had a pretty good game. I mean, there were some mistakes, but I don't see – I just like the way they approach this game. And if this is what it takes to win games, I don't care how many passes Jalen throws or whatever. Just make the other team aware that we're going to run on them.
I agree with you. And I'm glad yesterday, because early in the game, Jalen was sacked a bunch. They didn't score in the first quarter.
Yeah.
I'm just glad they realized that yesterday, based on what they had, right? They had Fred Johnson at left tackle. The Giants have a good rush with Dexter Lawrence and Burns. Like, throwing the ball 50 times yesterday or 40 times was a recipe to keep that game close. Yesterday, they had an advantage with Saquon, with all the emotion he had and the run blocking we had.
Yeah.
Just run the ball. Like, that's why I give Sirianni credit today, because he realized that the offensive coaches realized that after a quarter, like, all right, enough is enough. Let's just run the ball down the throat.
And I give him credit for that, too. Now, my only thing is I want to make sure – well, I want to be confident that he'll continue to do that and see what the issue is for each game and attack it in the way it's supposed to be attacked. Don't just fall back to the, you know, Jalen throwing 40 passes again. You know what I mean? Like, okay, it worked this time. Maybe next week against the Bengals, we might have to do the same thing.
Might, yeah. It could keep the Bengals off the field. Yeah. So yesterday was a smart day by the coaches. Finally, yep.
Yep, it's okay to do that. I don't care how much we're paying Jalen. It's the price of doing business. It's the price of having an offense that can, you know, that can win. Whether you pay Jalen or Saquon or whoever the receivers, doesn't matter. At the end, we need to be in the playoffs, and this is the way to get there if you got to run the ball more than you expected to.
Yeah, I mean, I think the best teams do that. Jeff, we preached the phone call. I mean, Hugh, watching the Lions, right, they're right now I would consider the best team in the NFC. When they have a game where their run game is dominating, they'll run it 40 times. And then some games they have to throw it more, and they could throw it more because they have weapons. Like, the Eagles don't have to be every week the same thing. Yesterday was a day, and I think part of it was the defense was playing so well, they kind of realized it wasn't going to be a shootout. They could run the ball. But yesterday was a day they weren't pass blocking well early. Jalen took a lot of sacks. Let's just run the football.
Yeah. I mean, but let's be realistic in this situation. We've paid a lot of money to two receivers.
Yep.
A ton of money. And, you know, this is a money-based business. You know, money makes it go.
Yeah.
Devontae Smith, Devontae Smith had one touch yesterday, man.
We got
to get Devontae Smith to rock,
no.
man. I'm not complaining.
Hold
I'm not,
on.
I don't give a shit.
Hold on.
First of all, wait a minute. Before y'all jump all over me.
Oh, I'm going to.
I'm being a realist in this situation. I'm just saying. He ain't touched rock, man.
But he wasn't part of the game yesterday.
Yeah, but he should have been. He should have been part of the game.
Well, what plays would you take back to throw him the ball?
I would take back that pass to Grant Calcaterra.
Who cares?
I know. Why does this matter?
I didn't lose an ounce of sleep that Devontae got one target. I don't think he did either. Run the ball.
No, but I'm saying you need to get him involved because you paid him a lot of money.
No. Well, like, when you have all these weapons.
Did you hear that? Oh, yeah.
What?
No, we heard it.
This is selfish reasons.
Yeah. This is selfish.
Dog,
yeah.
I almost hit my parlay. Boy, if he'd have caught just one touchdown, I'd have been. I'd have had $20.
The play yesterday was Saquon overs everything and two touchdowns. I mean, that was the bet.
Oh, they didn't get him.
No, but you know how, and the only reason I'm saying this seriously is because of, you know, the philosophy of this team, and they're gonna throw the ball. But yesterday was one of those ones where it felt to me yesterday like there was a game plan.
Yes,
it felt. And it's weird to me that yesterday was the day that was the case. I'm not complaining because, like I said, a win is a win. But I'm keeping it a bean. Where was all of this at the beginning of the year? I'm just saying. So, why we have to get to this point? Why the coach got to cut his hair all off and we got to talk bad about the coach for us to play well, man?
So two things,
Why we got to wait until week seven to do all this? Yeah, I'm a little bit in my feelings a little bit. Well, a little bit.
Hold on.
Why we got to go through all of this?
Hold on. Accept the win. Feel good about it. Don't worry about what happened before.
I'm wearing two hats.
I have an agenda.
I actually think there are two reasons why yesterday went the way it did. Because it could have went a totally different way.
Yes.
They didn't come out of the gates running the ball. They came out throwing, and they couldn't do it. Jalen was getting sacked every time. Fred Johnson was getting cooked. And they realized, we can't throw it today. So we got to run it. The other part was, Hugh, we'll circle back to earlier with your nonsense a few months ago. Defense doesn't matter.
What do you mean my nonsense?
Well, you know, here's how you know defense matters. If they were down 14 points early, they're not running the ball. They're throwing it 50 times. Their defense stood up, shut the Giants out all day, and that allowed them to establish the run because they was an even game. They weren't down. If they were down, they're throwing.
If we're being honest with ourselves.
I am being honest.
And I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer.
At least someone in here is being honest.
I'm not being a Debbie Downer. But if we're being honest with ourselves, we never expected this to play out the way it's been playing out, if we're being honest.
What do you mean, the game yesterday or the season?
Well, it was just the season. The offense was supposed to be the catalyst for this team. And the defense, we felt that the defense would probably hit its stride right about now, which it looks like they're doing.
I actually think in total over the six games, the defense has played in totality better than the offense.
Yes, and it shouldn't have been that way. It shouldn't have been that way. If I'm being honest, and I'm not being a Debbie Downer here, y'all, it's just that I'm sitting here and I'm watching the game yesterday, and I had these epiphanies after the game because I'm a radio show host.
Epiphanies.
I'm an analyst.
Epiphanies that defense is not a luxury?
No, I'm just saying.
People started to tell you the studio.
I am a reflective individual.
Oh, boy.
And I get paid to give my opinion. And sometimes after the game, even if it's a good win, I have questions. I'm pretty sure just like everybody else does. And one of the questions was, how come it took us so long for this defense, this offense to get going? Why did it take us to rake the coach over the coals for the whole week for them to finally do what they did? Why all of a sudden he under center? I was thinking that too. We talked about him not being under center all week, and then all of a sudden he's under center. Y'all don't see the correlation in none of any of this? Y'all don't find the irony in any of this?
I'm just trying to enjoy a win.
I am too, but still. These are some things that I see that I just cannot overlook.
I get you. I get you.
Well, I'm saying, and I feel bad because, like I said, as a former player, you're looking at it, and I'm thinking you guys in the media, you media types,
well, hold on
are always.
You're just you people. No,
you're here with us.
Listen to me. I'm straddling. This is where I'm torn and conflicted.
You are out of control.
No, I'm just saying I'm torn and conflicted.
All right, hold on. Let's put Hugh in timeout for a second. Let's get to a Merrill montage, then we'll get back to this nonsense. A Merrill montage, the best moments of a big win over the Giants.
Saquon Barkley is back at MetLife Stadium for his return after being drafted by the Giants.
Hey, we're going to do the right thing. We're going to let you hit free agency.
And coming back to play against his old team.
I'm going to have a tough time sleeping if Saquon goes to Philadelphia. I'll tell you that. As I told you, just being out.
I just think that it becomes personal for Saquon Barkley today.
All you walls, nightmares, I'm about to come through.
Handoff goes inside. Barkley takes it up to the 30-yard line to pick up a 4. The handoff goes to Barkley. Off the right side, he spins forward. He has a first down and more. Barkley, he turns the corner. He's on his way. He's at the 50, the 40, the 30, the 20. Saquon Barkley, give it to him enough. And he will do just that.
Hurts gives it to Barkley. He pushes. He shoves. He is into the end zone. Touchdown! His fifth rushing touchdown of the season.
I'm sure they're missing Saquon Barkley here.
I mean, in a perfect world, I'd still like to have him back. I just, until we can prove that we have a decent offense without him.
Daniel's making a lot of money, and it's the fork. Like, we got to figure out, is he the guy? So we got to protect him.
And the gun, Jones. He's back. He's stepping up. He's hit, and he is down. They've got him. Sweaty. Back for Sweat. Here comes the rush. They've got him again. Inside the 30-yard line, the Kobe Dean. Daniel Jones is sacked. That was Jalen Carter.
We're gonna be fine.
It is fourth down and 3. Hurts takes the snap. He's back. He steps up. He lets it go, and it is caught in for the touchdown. A.J. Brown.
When there's a question, go to A.J. Brown.
Hand off again to Barkley. He's free. He's at the 40. He's at the 30. On his feet at the 20. 15. Down to the 12. He's done it again.
They'll go brotherly shove once again. They push and they shove Hurts into the end zone. Touchdown. Hurts back. Hurts looks. Hurts looks. He's going to run. He's got the first down, and he bounces off a man, but he got the first down at the 2. He takes a snap. They push him. And he is in for the touchdown. And they are heading for the aisles.
And they are headed for the exits here.
Van Stuberen is in to play fullback. Give goes to Barkley. He breaks 2 tackles. 3. He's at the 30. He's at the 40. He's at the 45. And he carries 3 Giants to the 49-yard line. If you like blowouts, you have one to celebrate, because the Eagles just ripped apart the Giants. The final score, the Eagles 28, the Giants 3.
I see my jersey getting burnt. In that moment, I was ready for 31. Let's just say that.
Oh, that's a great montage there on the win over the Giants. Yeah, you could tell that Saquon had a little extra juice yesterday. By the way, on the 55-yarder he had yesterday, it was the fastest run of his career. He was clocked at almost 22 miles an hour.
Yeah, he still got some juice left in the tank, man.
Yeah, how would have prime Hugh Douglas try to catch up to Saquon?
Oh, we wouldn't let him get across the line of scrimmage. He would all that dropping his helmet and running folks over. Not back in my day.
Yeah, you sure about that?
Yeah, I'm not that sure about that.
I'm not either. He might have cooked you. Let's go to TR in Winfield. Hey, TR.
Hey, fellas.
Hey,
what
TR.
Up, man?
Good game, man.
Really good game.
I did see something that has been fixed, and I'm so happy to see it. We were tackle-rific, tackle-tastic, tackle-phonic, tackle-matic. We were tackling.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It was fixed. I see it got fixed. We're going better with our tackling. That made me feel better. As far as who I'm impressed with, I'm impressed with the offensive line. I can say that, you know, Saquon did his thing, but it wasn't for the team to open the holes up for him to do his thing. Then I give the offensive line a shout out, even though they left that Hurts get touched a few times. But yeah, offensive line played pretty good for me yesterday. I like how everything went, but just for them to enable Saquon to do his thing. And another thing, I need more nastiness for our defense, because every time the defense of another team gets to get at Hurts, the velocity of their tackles is harder. They be trying to hurt Hurts. They go at him really hard when they try to tackle him. We don't do that to other quarterbacks. I need more nastiness with our defense, man. As far as when they touch that quarterback, they always trying to put Hurts out the game. Every time they touch him, they try to hurt him. You know,
yeah, they do hit him hard. I think part of that at T.R. Goodfunk. I think part of that is
punish him.
Well, Hurts is difficult to take down. Yeah. So I think you got to put more body on him to get him to the ground. I mean, even the 18-yard scramble he had yesterday, he got popped on that and moved away.
Yeah.
Daniel Jones isn't exactly, you know, as strong in terms of getting away from the pat. Like, he can run a little bit, but when you hit him, he just goes down. He just went down yesterday over and over again. I didn't think, if you had asked me before the season, would they have a single game this year with 8 sacks, I probably would have laughed at you. I think we all would have laughed before the season. I mean, maybe hopeful Hugh over here would have believed, but most of us would have said, there's no way this group's going to have 8 sacks. And they had 8 sacks yesterday.
Yeah, they ate yesterday. No question about it. You talk about the fact that Jalen Hunt got him a sack, man. It was a good day. For as much money as that Giants offense paid for that offensive line, they haven't figured it out yet.
They stink.
I mean, seriously. And when you have days like that, you got to take full advantage of them, because there might be few and far between. I said before the show, before the game yesterday, I told you, Joe, sacks come in bunches. Mm. And hopefully now that this is the time that the Eagles are starting to get a few more. You know, you got the Cincinnati Bengals. You're getting ready to play them. Their quarterback he's not one of the guys that likes to run around. Now, he can throw that rock, though, but he doesn't run around a whole lot. You get some good coverage on the back end, man, and I think – if I'm not mistaken, Sweat says something about it. Like, the ball's been coming out quickly. If you can get him to hold the ball just a little bit, you got some speed off the corner. And you saw that yesterday. You saw guys turning the corner. You saw them using their attributes to their ability, and they were able to get it done yesterday. This is not a real physical front when it comes to the edge players. But they're fast. And they can turn the corner, and they did it yesterday. If you give them some time, they're going to get after the quarterback.
So yesterday wasn't a perfect game, but yesterday, the way I saw it, was the perfect version of the Eagles. To me, that's the way they're built to win.
Mm-hmm.
They're built to win using their offensive line, using Saquon Barkley, making big plays in the pass game. Jalen didn't throw it many times yesterday. I think Jalen had, 14 throws?
Yeah.
Completed 10 of them, but he had the bomb to AJ.
Yeah, 10 for 14.
Right, the bomb to AJ. Like, using the receivers for big plays. Using Saquon as their
cut down on the volume for him, too.
Yep. Less throws, no turnovers, really good run blocking. And then, Hugh, we've talked about this so much since the summer. Their defense, the way they built this defense with their smaller, quick edge rushers, they're built to play with a lead. You know, the Eagles aren't built to play from behind. They're not built to play even. Howie Roseman built this team to get a lead, and then what do they do when they get the lead? Rush the quarterback. Pin your ears back and rush the quarterback. Yesterday felt like the best version of the Eagles. That it wasn't a perfect game, but that's the perfect way for them to play. If they play like that, they're going to win a lot of football games. Bam and Upper Darby was up there yesterday at MetLife. Hey, Bam.
Yo, what's up, guys? What's going on?
What's up, Bam?
What's up, Bam?
I wore my, Hugh, you know that hoodie you signed for me?
Yes.
You know I wore that to the game, right? That's my lucky hoodie.
Okay, lucky hoodie. I'm glad I was able to sign your lucky hoodie, dog.
Yep. And I hit on my parlay yesterday. I took Jalen Hurts anytime touchdown, A.J. Brown anytime touchdown, Saquon over 150 yards.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah, he is.
We all care, Bam.
I ain't hit on my parlay.
Go ahead, Bam.
The team is good, but I would rather have Bill Cowher as a coach.
Bill Cowher, he ain't coaching him.
Bill Cowher? It has been a while, yeah. I think Bill Cowher's been out of this for like...
He's been out of this game for about 20?
18, 18 yeah, 20 something years. Around that.
You know, yeah. Math ain't my thing.
Yep. But, fellas, thanks. I just got back, so, fellas, appreciate your call.
You got it, Bam. Appreciate
oh,
you.
Oh, Bam, he stayed overnight in New York, huh? He put on for the city.
He also appreciated the call, like, as if we called Bam. I mean, maybe Kyle did. I'm not sure. I guess Bam called
us.
I
did not, no.
Okay. We're going to turn the tables here as a show. We're going to start calling the callers.
That's all right. We can do that, can't we?
Yeah, I guess we could. It could be a good bit. Kyle puts up a phone call. It rings, and Hugh says, hey, what's up?
I'm just going to call her all the time.
Let's call her.
That'd be awesome to call her.
I mean, I guess we could start doing that. Self in North Philly. What's up, Self?
Self.
Yo, what's going on, Joe?
Hey, Self.
Hugh. When you get home today, man, I want you to find that flip-flop shirt that I gave you, man. I want you to throw that John on, because you all over the place today, brother. You know what I mean? But I get where you're going, because it's the Eagles, man. I think Sirianni, I'm still not too cool with some of his play calling. But yesterday, that was a win for him. I told y'all 27-13. It was close. I was close, not far off. But, you know what I mean? It's a win. It was a good win. It felt good. And they ran the freaking ball. Mm-hmm. I keep trying to tell y'all, run the ball, it opens up the pass. Run the ball, it's just the rule of thumb for football. You run until they tell you can't run. You know what I mean? Until they stop you. Yeah, I mean, so I'm happy with the win. I'm content, man. However, it's week to week for me.
Well, in the league,
I think
is
that's
like
fair.
That,
I think
yeah.
it's I think it's fair for that for everybody yep. because we still don't know. This defense still, as good as they played yesterday, there are still those yeah buts. Yeah, but it was the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you know, they didn't do this. The pass rush showed up today, but what about next week? So yeah, they haven't been consistent enough for anybody to believe in them just yet. But, I mean, hey, they're going in the right direction, though.
But you know what? It ain't nothing better than calling in WIP. Matter of fact, that's why they did that. They rallied around Sirianni to tell WIP to kiss their ass.
You know what? Basically, I'll take that.
I mean, that's fine.
They can do it. They could use us as a rallying cry all day. Self, it's a good phone call. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, you're welcome, everybody. Yeah,
if that's what it takes.
We bullied the Eagles into turning it into being an actual football team.
If I need to crush Sirianni to get the biggest win of the year, I'll happily do it. Now, I think yesterday showed they're not in the Super Bowl, but they are. They gave us a reason to believe they could be a good team. For the first time all year, I walked away from a game and I said, they could, and I got a lot of work to do. They could turn out to be a really good team. I didn't believe that really at any point this year. Maybe since week one, because week one you saw some good things, mm-hmm. although they had a turnover. It's like yesterday was clean. They ran the ball. They got to the quarterback. They did everything you need to do to win a game yesterday.
Yeah, and I still believe this team made it to the Super Bowl. I just want to put that out there because you keep saying it like it's not. It's week eight. We're going into week eight, right?
We're going into week eight.
We're going into week eight, and they're turning the corner, in my opinion, at the right time. I don't want them to peak. If anything, they're right where I need them to be at this time of the year. Defense looks like they're starting to pick up with Vic Fangio's putting down mm-hmm. Coach Fangio, and the offense is starting to look like they have an idea of what they want to do. Now, I know the game didn't start the way that we wanted it to start, but yesterday it looked like they had a plan, and they implemented that plan. And they were efficient. 17 carries for 176 yards. It's a pretty damn efficient day.
Well, and they ran it as a total because Gainwell got 13, Shipley 8 at the end, Hurts 7. They ran the ball yesterday 45 times for 269 yards. It's the most rushing yards the Eagles have had in a game. Do you know the last time they had this many? See if you can guess it. It's a game you played in.
Was Deuce on the field?
It was.
Buddy Lee, I can't remember the game, But Deuce had, was that all-purpose yards?
I believe it's the most rushing yards they've had in a game since the Pickle Juice game.
Yeah, Deuce, but was it all-purpose? Because I know Deuce ran a lot. I can't think of the team we were playing against, though.
Most in a road game, excuse me. They had more at home. I think the Packers 2 years ago, they had 300. But it's the most rushing yards in a road game since the Pickle Juice game in Dallas in 2000.
Buddy Lee. Yeah, I remember that.
It's a long, I mean, it's
That's
been
a long
time.
Time ago.
That dominance yesterday on the ground. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. All right, let's react to a big win. It's so funny. We really literally haven't had a win like this in a year where it's excellence and it's dominance. And we're nitpicking little things here. But for the most part, from the coaching to the players, they were on top of it yesterday. Your reaction, who do you give the most credit to? Sirianni for the players rallying around. That's where I come down. Saquon for an MVP-like effort. And, of course, the defense. That's where, Hugh, I guess defense matters to you today. I guess it's not a luxury today because he gave it to the defense with 8 sacks. 8!
I like the way that they play well, man. And I'm happy for Bryce Huff. I am extremely happy for him. Because he had a post the other day, I follow him on social media, and he posted something about the Eagles, so he's in a good space.
He and the defense got after it yesterday. Your call's coming up inside, and we'll check in with Merrill Reese, the man who called the game yesterday right here on WIP. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Whether you're tailgating at the stadium or hosting at home with friends and family, nothing beats Hatfield Pork Game Day Eats. From marinated pork tenderloins to bacon, ground pork, and sausage, Hatfield has all the game day winners. Whip up cheesy chorizo dip or bacon-wrapped tater tots. Oh, I like tater tots. And bring the flavor to your party. This weekend, make sure pork is on your fork. Visit simplyhatfield.com for the best game day recipes and to find a store near you. Find your flavor with Hatfield.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.